The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez. It's the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Another wonderful day here. It is just for us to enjoy. Why not? You know, Scott, I got to tell you, it's National, Viral Video Day. Sam, you know, the Good News Girl will be happy to hear that, you know, that they have a day, you know, for her efforts. And what else we got? We got National Shrimp Scampi Day. We talked about how do you have shrimp without scamp? I thought scamp, that's what
well,
it was, you know.
You can have, I've had shrimp without the scampi, but I've never had just scampi. Is there like a broccoli scampi out there or something I don't know about?
There must be. That's probably why the shrimp scampi people said, hey, we have to have a day. It's got to be together. It's got to be precise so people don't get confused. And then, of course, you got to be aware of this one. This is National Hairball Day.
National Hairball Day.
Hairball Awareness Day. I mean, you know, like, well, the time I get aware is when I've got one in my throat.
My cats are probably happy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, give them a birthday cake or whatever. Or a hairball.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you have to have days like that. So
you know, since we've been doing this, I have to say, learning about all the different, you know, the random holiday, the celebration of days that that people have, some of them are pretty ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. For those especially who've ever had a dress malfunction, you know, like Janet Jackson, and that she'll be happy to hear today's zipper day.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
So hey, you know, that's why you have these days. You know, Scott, so that you can appreciate, because when you've had a bad day, you need to commemorate a day, make it a positive, and you just turn it into National Zipper Day.
Or we can do what I've done my whole life and make it the National Forget About This Day.
Yeah, why not? Hey, but I'll tell you, speaking of forgetting, but somebody who's always memorable is Coach Bobby Knight. And, of course, we heard his little bit of a harangue in introducing Donald Trump. We're still trying to figure out where he was going with that one story, right?
I still don't know the end of it.
Okay. I'm on the edge of my seat. Here we are. But here's part of what he said the other day.
And you can't have that.
You've never come out and really endorsed a candidate before, but supported him. Why did you come out for Donald Trump? What is it about this businessman that makes you think, I'm ready to do it?
Well, you know, it was not complex. You know, I consider myself to be more than anything else an American, and there's nothing that I would rather do in my lifetime than do something to help the United States. And what better than to recommend this man as president, because there is nobody in the United States presidential history that has come into the presidency or would come into the presidency with the background and the ability that Mr. Trump has.
You know, you reached out to Donald Trump early on. You had no idea if he was going to get one delegate or win this whole thing. What did that mean to you, Donald Trump, that he reached out to you before you became a front runner?
Well, even before I ran, when I was thinking of running, like a year ago, he called, and I didn't know Bobby. I knew him by reputation as the best. I mean, nobody like him, and I knew that, but I'd never met Bobby, and he just said, I want to endorse you. I said, Coach, that's so nice, appreciated. Then I ran, and then about 3 weeks ago, I said, you know, Bobby Knight and Indiana, I mean, he loves Indiana, and boy, do they love him. We had thousands last night, and we're going on before thousands in a little while, and the people go crazy with Bobby's. I mean, they just can't get better. And I said, hey, Coach, is that endorsement still good? Like, this is 3-4 weeks ago. He said, it's really good. I've been waiting for your call.
Coach, what do the people of Indiana care about? Every state has their own focus. What could you tell us about Indiana, and what do you tell Donald Trump about Indiana?
I think, like all of our states, where first and foremost, the United States of America is what we all want to return to what it once was. And this is an interesting thing right here, because Indiana, in its voting here today or tomorrow, has a chance to turn Donald Trump over the top, and that would put the state of Indiana in history.
Well, I think Coach had the dates off a little bit, right? I mean, wasn't quite you there tomorrow, is it? There he is, Coach Bobby Knight. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation will continue right here as we continue with Live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's a me and you kind of thing. Welcome aboard, America. All hands on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. Grassroots level, ground up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess to begin with. And I thank you for being on the team to do what you can to play your role to get this country back on track. Megan Barth is with us right now, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate, and just an all-around great gal, and just an honor to know her. Megan Barth, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, Bill, ditto back to you. Thank you so much.
Hey, I've been wanting to talk about a story that you've been carrying on Reagan Baby for quite a while, and I thought, you know, let's carve out some time this morning and talk about justice for Clay. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I am. Yep, it's the first time I'm talking about it on radio, so I appreciate the opportunity to do so.
Well, Megan, I mean, this is absolutely tragic. I mean, this is a true story, as you say at ReaganBaby.com, of the cruel and unusual punishment of a brain-injured vet. You know, when you understand the details, you say, just say, how can this be happening?
Yeah, the brain-injured vet is my cousin, Clay, and he is currently sitting in general population in Lake Butler Prison, state prison in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most dangerous place for him to be sitting because he has PTSD and TBI, and he suffered those injuries, those mental injuries, from two tours in Iraq. He was deployed in 2007 to Sadr City, which was known as Hell on Earth.
Yes.
He was there for 15 months, and he was redeployed a couple years later in 2009, at the time when Iraq was under siege, and it was the bloodiest and most vicious battles at that time, and in that first surge. He returned a completely changed and different man. He, when he entered the Army, he was promoted through the ranks quite quickly, unusually quickly. When he came back from the war, he was damaged. He was a broken and damaged, mentally damaged man. And over $200, he went to the VA, and it was a half hour away from his home, and they tried to medicate him, not treat him, and they tried to medicate him with narcotics. Clayton couldn't handle the narcotics, and so he liked to smoke pot.
Mm-hmm.
To deal with his issues.
Right.
And he found himself on the wrong side of the law because of this, and because of a $200 sale of drugs, he is now sitting in general population in a state prison when he should be sitting in a veterans court system, which was granted to him by a judge.
Mm-hmm.
A judge, William Davis in Florida, ordered that he be sent to veterans court on November 19th of last year.
Mm-hmm.
But the county, Gilchrist County, took over 4 months to complete the paperwork for his transfer. When he finally signed the paperwork, the county then charged him with a violation of probation, sent him back into jail, and basically forced him to sign a deal for him to go to prison. This is an absolute travesty. It is an injustice. And it is something that I will continue to talk about until there is justice for Clay, because Clay is not the only or last veteran, a wounded warrior, that this will happen to, unless there is accountability.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there, as you mentioned, it's important to understand that there is a Veterans Court. I mean, you talk about being having a jury of your peers. You need to have other vets who understand what these vets have gone through. And when you try to mainstream them like this judge did, you're going to have injustices like this.
Yeah, absolutely. The Veterans Court system is a godsend. And only 26 states in the country offer Veterans Treatment Court. And what this court does is it takes vets out of the criminal system who have found themselves, and this is quite common, Bill, they will find themselves on the wrong side of the law due to their injuries, due to their abuse, the incompetent abuse of the VA. We hear these stories all the time about death panels in the VA. Starting back in 2007, remember they found all of those.
And we're still hearing the news. It is almost it didn't happen. You know, new news about new incidences of vets being parked and ignored, but yet reports being that everything is kosher.
And it's not. I can tell you this. I went to Concerned Veterans for America, a meeting in Nevada here just a couple nights ago, in order to share Clay's story. But what I did learn was that the VA budget, the typical Democrat and some Republicans, you know, this isn't a political issue. This is an American issue.
Exactly.
And what the government has done to these vets is they expanded the VA budget by $35 billion in order to take care of all the problems in the VA. But what they did with the $35 billion is just hire more administrators. That's all they did.
Yeah.
The only four people since 2007, when all the death panels were uncovered in Phoenix, and then it was a domino effect, and there, we found some in Washington, and we found some in Illinois, and we found some in California. All they did was fire four people. And they expanded the budget by $35 billion, and they are still using a computer system from the 80s. And this is the problem. The government keeps adding more and more government workers, throwing more money at the problem, instead of looking at true reform and modernization of the VA.
Yeah. Well, there's no accountability, Megan. We've been talking about this for years on the show, is that we the people invest our money, our hard-earned tax money, into the government, and they have a fiduciary responsibility, you know, to manage that, to when it's possible to realize a return on investment. There's no accountability on this money, and the kind of reports that are coming out of what we've invested in as it relates to the VA, and especially as it relates to vets, because our hearts are with vets. When we think about less than 3% of our kids are going to defend the freedoms that we enjoy, and they come back and get treated like this, is just beyond disgusting.
Well, it is, and I've been involved in my cousin Clay's case since August of last year, and what I uncovered was just absolute malfeasance and complete cruelty. This is cruel. This is abusive, how we are treating the men and women in uniform that return who are mentally and physically injured. The problem with PTSD and TBI is that you can't see it.
Right.
It's not like my cousin is missing a limb or has a physical wound that's apparent. This is a mental issue that must be dealt with from a...
Yeah, and it's responsible for many suicides, and like 22 suicides a day as a result of PTSD. It's an incredible thing. Megan, I want you to keep us up to date. Where can they go and be a part and understand what's going on? We got 10 seconds.
They can go to my ReaganBaby.com or Razoo, R-A-Z-O-O.com is my fundraiser.
Going to break. We'll be right back. Okay, we'll be right back.
To leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
Saving the world economy from a Great Depression, that was pretty good. You know, the first time I came to London, was April of 2009, and the world economy was in a free fall. in part because of the reckless behavior of folks on Wall Street, and but in part because of reckless behavior of a lot of financial institutions around the globe. For us to be able to mobilize the world community to take rapid action to stabilize the financial markets, and then in the United States to pass Wall Street reforms that make it much less likely that a crisis like that can happen again. I'm proud of that.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, Megan, to hear the president speak, we only have about 265 days left, and I know there are people that are just marking off X's on the calendar for the final day of this administration. But this administration is a reflection of what's wrong with Washington, D.C. and the Beltway. It's not a Democratic thing. It's a Republican thing. They've all been drinking from the same trough, the same Kool-Aid. And here you got people applauding what the president had to say. He saved the economy, the world's economy. Well, you know, it cracks me up because these are the very people that created the problem. I mean, you can talk about what happened up on top, but what about the root of the problem that was put into motion many, many years before, and the lack of accountability, you know?
Well, you know, that's typical government, whether we're dealing with the treatment of my cousin, Mike Clay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or whether we're dealing with the financial markets and our debt. You know, it's interesting to listen to Barack. Well, it's not really interesting to listen to Barack Obama. I actually don't like to listen to Barack Obama. But he is the first person, as any government bureaucrat is, to point the finger elsewhere when there's four pointing back at you.
Right.
The government created the financial crisis by loosening the lending laws and believing that everyone deserves a house. No matter what type of credit you have, everyone deserves a house. And remember Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Freddie, exactly.
Let's not forget those.
Right.
Okay, the government lending institutions who Franklin Raines, don't forget that name, Raines was head of Fannie or Freddie and walked away with a $70 million
golden parachute. Yeah, exactly.
$70 million golden parachute, while the rest of us were left holding the bag.
Right. And when he was confronted to be held accountable by the Republicans, the Democrats circled their wagons. Al Sharpton, all of them got around and said, "This amounts to a public lynching." But Franklin Raines was
exactly right.
But he was all part. I mean, he saw the writing on the wall, and within 6 months, he was out the door with his bucket of cash.
With $70 million, that's right. And Franklin Raines now, I believe, is consulting with Wall Street. He used to actually be with Acorn after he left. Remember Acorn?
Right, exactly.
The voting fraud organization. Yeah, so this is what we have. We have a bunch of crooks, thieves, and liars that are running major agencies, and usually Democrats, that are, you know, feeding off the taxpayer dollars with these golden parachutes.
Right.
And then lighting the match and burning everything down when they walk out.
Yeah.
But
then they come back to the front. What's even more galling is they come back to the front door and say, "Hey, we know where the firemen are. We're bringing the firemen." So then they look like the heroes, like they saved the day, right? And the thing is, Megan, what all this is all set up is because of the voter politic. We the people, we've been asleep at the wheel. We've allowed them to get away with it. We've allowed them to turn the organizational chart upside down to where it's no longer a government of, for, and by we the people. It's turned into a government of, for, and by the elites. And it is amazing to me how, like lemmings, so many voters out there will continue, continue with the same. And I don't even think it's so much that it's the insanity, you know, proverb of doing the same thing, expecting different results. I don't think it's that. It's just flat out ignorance. I mean, you know, how do you continue to want to support the people and the policies that perpetuate all this stealing and thievery and abuse of all our hard-earned money that we give to the government?
Well, I think there's definitely been an awakening, especially with the rise of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And you could even say the rise of Sanders.
Yes.
Because people are looking outside of the normal political arena and looking at quote-unquote outsiders in order to fix what's on the inside. And so this is why you see the rise of Trump and the likes of Sanders. There are two movements. And I've talked about this before. This is movement politics 101 this election year. We haven't had it in quite some time. And I think that the time is now, and it was very ripe, because there are so many people that have been disenfranchised in this economy. There have been so many people that have been disenfranchised because of our trade agreements, because of the lack of a wall or border, with the flood of illegal immigration, which brings it, with it, crime and disease. So, you know, we're seeing a spike in crime, even here in Nevada, because, Prop 47 released a bunch of criminals on the street, and the sheriff here believes that our spike in crime has to do with the migration of criminals from California. You know, we share a border with California. That's why this border issue is so important, and that's why it's ringing true with the American populace. And you see Trump's numbers, 50-60% in some areas.
Yeah, he got a nice warm welcome in Los Angeles yesterday. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that.
I was getting feedback from it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, not 9,500 people packed the stadium. Very few protesters. You know, these rallies that Trump has been having now since he entered the political arena are tens of thousands of people. He's broken all records, according to the GOP records, as far as voter turnout.
Right.
He's beating Mitt Romney by 2 million votes.
Yeah.
I mean, this movement is not going to be abated, and I do see him winning the general. I don't care what people say, but I don't believe that Hillary Clinton is electable. I think the Democrats are shooting themselves in the foot. I think if the Democrats would have given the nom to Bernie and wouldn't have rigged the delegate system, we'd have a better fight on our hands because Bernie is so popular.
Well, but you always have to have an antithetical force here. You've got to have a good guy and a bad guy, so to speak. In this case, it's going to be an insider and an outsider. This is what the clash is, the clash of two titans, Trump and Hillary head-to-head. That's what you've got coming up, inside versus outside.
Absolutely right, and I can't wait to see the first debate, quite frankly, with Crooked Hillary.
It's
going to
be...
He has been a master. He has been a master at this political game. He is, he is the art of the deal. He's not a dodger. He's an artful master of making deals. And Trump, has been able to capture the attention of millions of Americans because he says what he means. It seems as though he says what he means and wants to do what he says. Mm-hmm. And that is refreshing. Without the political correctness, without the political speak, he has mastered political communication like none other.
Well, I think a lot of people are so looking forward to this. I mentioned it the last cycle that I would have loved to have had, a head-to-head kind of pay-per-view debate with one Barack Obama and Newt Gingrich. I think you could even probably, gin up a lot of interest between Trump and Hillary. It could turn into a pay-per-view event. I mean, you imagine the numbers that are going to happen on those debates?
Well, yeah, if 17 Republicans can garner millions of people to watch the first debate, I assure you that a debate between Donald and Hillary will most likely trump, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, Megan, real quick here, we got about 30 seconds left. Let's just take 20. Remind everybody about Justice for Clay, where they can go for more information.
ReaganBaby.com. They can go to Razoo.com, which is R-A-Z-O-O.com. Look for Justice for Clay. It's a campaign fundraiser just to get the kid back on his feet because the county wants to charge him $12,000 for his incarceration.
Let's do what we can, ladies and gentlemen. Get behind this effort. Megan Barr, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Bill Martinez live at 29 after right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Well, here I am back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Don't forget, you can send me an email for those free tickets that we're giving away for Hustle, Climate Hustle. ClimateHustleMovie.com is where you want to go for more information. You can find out the local theater. 400 screens across the country next Monday, 7 p.m. Hey, it's date night tickets. Why not? Just say, hey, Martinez, send me tickets. And we'll hook you up and get you all set up for Climate Hustle, the movie that's going to take place on Monday. But to qualify to win, you got to just send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. With us right now, Joseph Castleberry, president of Northwest University, author of The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values. Joseph Castleberry, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Hey, I want to talk, you know, in this age and era where everything is so topsy-turvy relevant to this election cycle, which has been most incredible, where you have a non-politician making the waves that he's doing. It's like it's not business as usual, but we're missing out on some opportunity here. And to, you know, stop for a moment and consider history and what we can learn from it. Are we not?
No, absolutely. There's tremendous historical analogies going on here. Of course, this election is its own thing. So while history can give us some notions, it can't tell us what's going to happen next. And anything can still happen in this election cycle.
Especially with one Donald Trump, most unpredictable candidate I think we've had in at least in my lifetime.
Well, he's doing something really unprecedented, and that is he is running against the Republican Party for its nomination.
that's very well said.
Thing we've seen in recent years. Yeah.
And the Republican Party doesn't even know what to do about it. They can't even start to build a bridge. All they're doing is they're sniveling And meanwhile, they're missing out on an opportunity. And I find quite ironic, Joseph, because for many years, at least for the last couple of decades, they've insisted that they needed to spread out the tent pegs and they needed to be more inclusive and have a broader breadth of people come into the tent. And people are coming into the tent like they've always wanted. And they go, well, you don't look like a Republican.
Well, it's a really strange process here. Let's parse it out just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party is not its voters. The party is the people who give money and who give their time and who work to make the party process go. Mm-hmm. Those are people who really own the party, and they're trying to attract voters to support the things that they believe in. So what you've got with Trump is somebody who's running against the party. He's running against the people who do all the work and calling them corrupt and calling them saying the process is rigged and all this stuff. And he's getting lots of voters to go along with him.
Exactly.
What may happen here is he may win the nomination and lose the party. Now, what that means when it comes down to election time is this. There are a lot of people on the Democrat side who will not vote for Hillary Clinton. About a half the party, about half the party's been supporting Bernie Sanders, and not all of them are going to support Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. They're just going to stay at home, probably.
Oh, absolutely. They'll just vote the down ballot or not vote at all.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing's going to happen on the Republican side. There are a lot of people who are in the Never Trump camp, and they're not going to support him. When it comes down to election time, having people who are willing to work the phones and talk to their neighbors and continue to give, that's going to make a big difference. And the Trump voters in huge numbers aren't familiar with the levers of politics. The Trump himself doesn't really understand the process of how it works, although he's a prodigy at getting people to support him.
Right.
When it comes down to the election, having the apparatus behind you is going to matter. And he may find that he doesn't have it.
Joseph, you bring up a critical point. This is something we've been pointing to for a while, and that is we're running out of time. And if Trump cannot count on the establishment, as you say, the real Republican Party to get behind him, if he's not building bridges, he's already started to, send some, some buying opportunities to them. I'm not sure if they're getting it. He said the other night, he goes, look, I've got a lot of friends with a lot of money just sitting there on the sidelines, and they're looking to invest, and all I have to do is make the phone call, and they're going to turn the money over. Well, that's music to the ears of the GOP establishment that you're talking about, because they're going to need that money for the down line and to really repatriate not only the Republicans and those who have said never say Trump, but even to embrace the new Republican guard that is coming in right now because of Donald Trump. Let's say they're coming in droves, aren't they?
Well, they seem to be coming in. In the Northeast, he made some really stunning victories, but in the West, he isn't making stunning victories. He's getting beat.
Mm.
So, it's going to be it's a risky experiment that's going on here. And when it comes down to party activists, those people they have beliefs and convictions that are the things that drive them.
Mm-hmm.
And the more Trump pivots to the left, and that's what he seems to be doing lately, is moving away from the sort of sensational right-wing kinds of things that he's been saying. The more he moves away from the pro-life position, the more he moves away from standard Republican platform items that have been our belief system for years, the more he runs the risk of real backlash from party regulars.
Well, that's where he needs to, again, as much as others need to be building bridges into the Trump camp, Trump needs to build bridges. And by building bridges, that's a two-way conversation that you have to understand. Where are these party activists, these long-established party? He knows about manpower and resources. He's been around it enough that you just can't all of a sudden wash everybody out of there and just say, hey, you're all fired, and let everybody go. You're just going to shoot yourself in the foot, especially as time is running out. I mean, here we are. We're at May. And, not too many months from now, we're going to have early voting already taking place. I mean, he needs to, shore up and heal up some of this damage as quickly as possible. And, he needs to move forward. And I'm glad to see him in one sense is that, Cruz is there and Kasich is there. They've picked no bones. They said, hey, this is what we're going to do, is what we're going for. They're, working on an open convention so it can be contested. But he needs to go forward. And as he said the other night, he's the presumptive nominee. And that needs to be his focus and do those things. And he's got Paul Manafort in there, who is a very well experienced. But as you say, this is a huge project. This isn't just, taking over just a couple of little things. It is a massive operation. And for somebody who is not a politician and understands all those dynamics, I mean, you can have your hands full.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. We're still in a situation where anything can happen. Mm-hmm. And, the choice of a running mate for Trump, if he indeed gets the nomination, which I'm not ready to give him yet.
Right, I understand.
If he does get the nomination, his choice of running mate is going to be incredibly crucial.
Absolutely.
If he doesn't choose someone who is a bona fide conservative with real governmental experience, who knows how to work the congressional levers and those kind of things, if it isn't somebody like John Kasich, for example, it's going to hurt him a ton.
Well, no question. If he comes up with some kind of bonehead VP choice like what Ross Perot did, then he's dead. He's absolutely dead. But I also like the other deal, what he said the other night in terms of encouraging Bernie Sanders to break away and start up a third party. Was that brilliant?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I'm just laughing, but let me say this. The population is split four ways right now. About half the Democrats want Sanders. About half the Republicans seem to want Trump. Mm-hmm. Putting this back together is going to be crucial. I have lived in civil wars. I have lived in societies that are falling apart. And the way they happen is this. This is how that happens. We are in the beginnings of a level of national division that we have not seen in my lifetime, and it is scary as all get out.
Yeah, it's been worked up for a long time. There's no doubt about it. The divisiveness and just the refusal to communicate. Even President Obama, amazing, says, hey, look, we've got to talk. But, he's the president. He should be the one to set the example, right? Joseph Castleberry, president of Northwest University, with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joseph. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
This report is brought to you by Mayflower. Millennials are being lured by major cities, but what will attract them to your city? The 2016 Mayflower Mover Insights Study discovered where and why millennials are moving. With 1 in 5 millennials moving in the past year, these insights may be the difference between your city seeing the headlights or taillights of a Mayflower moving truck. Of millennials who have moved, nearly half identified love as a reason for moving. Millennials identified experiences as important for relocating, with food and restaurants as the top priority. Millennials continue to be enamored by urban centers, with nearly 6 in 10 wanting to live in or near a big city. Melissa Sullivan, Director of Marketing, Mayflower.
Our Mayflower agents across the country are moving millennials as they begin new chapters of their lives, and many agents report new careers, relationships, and experiences as drivers of this generation's moves. Findings from our study help us analyze where our customers move and why they are moving.
For moving tips, visit Mayflower.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it certainly is nice to meet some of Ricky's friends after all these years.
Lucy quiere que le diga que está muy contenta de conocer a los amigos míos de Cuba después de tantos años de casado.
Ah, muchas gracias.
Did you have a nice boat trip up here?
Honey, they're not hard of hearing, you know.
Bill Martinez.
Oh, we got to do that. It's time for the Lucy girl we're talking about. Living life with Lauren. Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Hey, and I understand we got a sweet Shani story. Shani's her daughter, and Shani's just way too precious. And,
she's precious, but last night I was up with her all night long. Oh. She got a whooping cough from school or something. Gosh. They went to the zoo this past week in Memphis, Tennessee, and so we were up all night. So this morning I am dragging like a dog. And let me tell you what happened. So she goes to the zoo, and Robin and I both work. And so they said, oh, if you'd like to come with them. We're like, oh, well, you know, a couple of moms ago, it'll be fine. But we didn't really care about going. And so she went, and she came home, and she said, I want y'all to know I was the only one that didn't have any parents there. And I was we felt terrible. I was like, what? Honey, I didn't know. Like, I said, are you sure? Like, every child had a parent there? She goes, everyone. And I started naming the kids in the class. Yep. They were there. Yep. And I was like, oh. And so Robin and I were just trying to crawl out of that doghouse.
Yeah. I bet.
And I remember when my parents one time, like, didn't go to one of my dance recitals one night, and I never forgot it. And I'm like, oh, we got to start thinking fast so we can make it up to her. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you do? I mean, at that point. Because sometimes, you know, it's little things like that. It's sometimes it's things like that that really make an impact. And you think, you know, because later on, a couple of years down the road, you'll have this discussion. Honey, I think I may have disappointed you. Where did I disappoint you? And your idea of disappointment will be totally different. She'll say, you remember that time at the zoo? You left me there. Everybody else had a parent. I was all by myself. You'll have forgotten about it, but she'll remember that.
I know. That's what concerns me is I'm like, oh, my word. So I'm really frustrated with the teacher because the teacher should have said, okay, Lauren, Robin, every parent is coming but y'all. This is going to be bad. But she didn't tell us, so we just you know, kind of thought it would be no big deal. And
just thought it was a regular, you know, one of those outings where, you know, the parents volunteer and two or three go.
Exactly.
And that, oh, my God. What was it? What is it there in Memphis? Like, not everybody gets the chance to see the zoo. So they go, okay, let's go see the zoo with the kids or something.
Well, I had even forgotten it was there. And I was like, oh, yeah, I think I do remember going to the zoo as a kid. But it's a nice one. I mean, it's very nice. And I guess they just wanted to talk to the kids because they're in kindergarten. You know, about the animals, and she told me, she goes, Mom, those stingrays were really squishy because they got to pet the stingray.
Oh, they did, huh? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about the stingrays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ever since, what's his name, got hit with one, right?
I know, Steve Irwin.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah, well, she didn't swim with them. I wouldn't have allowed that, but I guess just to pet one on the nose is a different story.
Yeah, if you had let her swim with one, she would have said, and I was the only kid that was allowed to swim because her parents were there.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
it was that kind of week for us.
Maybe because Zootopia is so hot right now, maybe everybody wants to go see it or, you know, figure, okay, let's go, you know, catch up with the animals now with Zootopia, you know.
Well, we loved that movie, and I've got to tell y'all, there's one coming out this summer. I can't remember the specific name, but it's something like The Life of Dogs and Cats. You know, like it shows the, y'all have probably seen the trailer where it shows the family leaving and they have that real sophisticated poodle. And the minute they leave, he turns on this rock music and he's like, he's jamming out. It's like what pets do after we leave to go to work or go somewhere at night. Listen, with all of the ones we have, I wouldn't even want to know.
Yeah. But you know, the thing is, you got to have fun like this because, you know, here we are being bathed in all this political insanity. It's nice to have a break and, you know, Shani, and just say, Shani, thanks for making Mom and Dad, you know, appreciate how much we love and miss you. And, you know.
Thanks for distracting us
from
insanity for just a moment.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's just nuts, all this stuff going on. I mean, you got Cruz with the Hail Carly pass going on, hoping that that'll turn things around. And exactly, Lauren, you and I talked about this. What was going to happen out in New York is the tsunami that was going to be created with Trump could be unstoppable. And that seems to be the case because Cruz is hoping in Indiana is the stopping gap there. But, wow, you see the kind of people that are coming out to see him in Indiana. I don't know how Cruz wins there because if he loses there, I mean, he's already headstrong into thinking, okay, we got to go for an open convention, and the same way with Kasich. And I think the sense of, I don't know, maybe the sense of integrity and fair play, people feel funky. I mean, they have really mixed emotions about having a contested convention. They want to just say, hey, let's get along. Let's figure this is a guy. Let's figure out a way to get behind him and, you know, make something happen because we just cannot have a Hillary Clinton administration.
Well, this is a democracy, and I think what we're feeling like, if it ends up being, you know, contested, that we're not a democracy because, to me, if Trump got the most delegates, and even if he's just shy a few, you know, that's who people voted for. And with Ted Cruz, I mean, that surprised me. I mean, he had to pull something out of the hat after the five states that Trump just swept, but still to pick a vice presidential candidate. But he's not an establishment guy anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know, you know, what he thought was going to happen there. And I think people are still confused about, okay, now, if this happens, what goes down?
You know, exactly.
So we need to keep talking about this so we know, you know, what's happening if for some reason Donald Trump does not get, you know, enough delegates. But I guess if he gets Indiana and Seymour, he'll have them. Isn't that right?
He's got the numbers. And of course, here's the guy who's he's the art of the deal guy. So he's going to figure out, I mean, like he's going to let some delegates fall by the wayside. I think he's getting the game. I mean, he's on the job training here in the game of politics. And the other thing is you and I are observers of the culture and we look and we can observe and, you know, God's blessed us with the ability to kind of see momentum and see what's going up. And, you know, this is a little bit different because some people try to say, well, this is kind of like with Ronald Reagan and Gerald Ford. And I go, no, it's a little bit different because with Ronald Reagan, there was a force there. There was a wave of energy. Mm-hmm. I'm not sensing that with Ted Cruz. Are you?
No, I'm not sensing that.
No.
And even with Trump in the past week, I think we've all been paying more attention because we see this could be happening. Mm-hmm. And we're listening to him, and he is seeming to be a little more, I'm sorry to use the term because it's so worn out, presidential. Mm-hmm. He does seem to be more presidential, but I think we're going, hey, look, we got to have somebody that's looking out for America, not just somebody that's mm-hmm. going to help us get by, you know, if we need some government funding. We need somebody mm-hmm. that's going to care about this country and get right. things turned around. And with all that Hillary's got in her backpack, we don't feel very safe. And I'm trying to have these conversations with people, and I encourage you all to do the same thing. Say, look, we've got to consider, you know, who she is, her character.
Right.
You know, with what our country's been through, we have to look at Benghazi. We have to look at the emails. We have to consider these things, not just the party. We need to start looking at the individual and for the sake of this country. And that's the only thing that's going to turn things around at this point. And, you know, Donald Trump might have not been somebody that all of us would have, you know, put our bucks on, but we're here.
Yes,
we're
exactly.
in this place. We have yeah. to consider where we are and what our options are. And the main thing is don't stay home because you're like, well, I don't want to vote for Hillary. I don't want to vote for Trump. I'm not for either one of them. Well, which one believes the most like you believe? Which one lines up the most with what your ideals are, your morals, your values, what's important to you, and vote?
Mm-hmm. Well, Lauren, one of the things that really bothers me, as tradition has demonstrated, is that evangelicals particularly, because you and I being a couple of God-forgiven evangelicals, you know, we look out over, you know, the church and realize that only 50% of evangelicals actually register to vote. And of that 50%, only 50% again actually vote. I don't know how you reconcile your faith with not participating in the civic arena, you know, to do something about it. I mean, we're supposed to go out there and be that powerful force, that agent, you know, of God to do, you know, to do good and to, you know, be a voice of reason, to be part of that moral compass that, you know, the general public is saying, you know, it's saying to the church, hey, where are you? We need you here.
Mm-hmm.
And the church is going, well, you told us to shut up and get out of the way. And so we've just been listening to you. Now they want us involved and saying, look, they, you know, we need help. Yes, there's trouble here in River City. But, you know, evangelicals need to come out en masse. And as you say, it's not the perfect candidate. We're talking human beings here. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be, you know, we got the perfect candidate coming down the road, ladies and gentlemen. But right now, you know, this is what we have to deal with, right?
That's exactly right. And it's not an option not to engage. And the Word of God tells us, study to show ourselves approved. You know, to be involved. I mean,
yes.
The Lord gives us common sense, and we forget about that sometimes. And, you know, people get caught up in, well, I just shouldn't be a part of it. If I don't believe in what they believe and who they are, then I just, like you said, need to back away. That's not an option because, you know, we do need to be involved. It's so important. And with the last election, we saw what happened. We have to make sure that doesn't happen again, and that starts with me and you, and like, so we are evangelical, so we can say that. And I mean, I'm getting kind of gruff with my language with people. I've got to tell y'all, I'm saying, you know what, I don't want to hear it. If you stay home, don't have a conversation with me.
Exactly. No,
I'm
that's
impatient for it.
You know,
and
I'm
griping about the country when you didn't
right.
even vote.
Well, that's why we say we need all hands on deck. I mean, 7 out of 10 agree we're on the wrong track. Okay, well, what does the right track look like? And let's get involved and figure it out. No, it is not staying home, and it's not studying yourself to show, you know, you show yourself approved. Go in and make your vote count. Make it an intelligent vote. Make sure you understand what it is that you're voting for. Not that you're just going in blindly out of sheer emotion and that. You know, that's part of the problem that we've had, is that we've had a disengaged body politic, and the elites have been having their fun with us, Lauren.
But now we know what's going on, and we're encouraging you guys
exactly.
to watch, to pay attention.
Lauren Kitchens on Bill Martinez.
Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Waller talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.